Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Caitlin. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm excited about. I put out a little tease because you like to keep it a secret, don't you, Ross? Put out a little tease about 10-15 minutes ago, and I said that they had one of the best names in Perth music, and I got a very excited call from someone saying Fatty Lumpkins, Fatty Lumpkins, and I said, no, you'll just have to wait and see. But good try.
That's another band I could go and cover, but no.
Not this week.
Not this week. We're talking about Prawns with Horns.
We are indeed.
A band who had so many lineups. I've counted up 16 different lineups. They didn't actually start in Perth. They started in Albany in the middle of 1991, started off as a trio. The longest serving person from that particular lineup was guitarist and vocalist Dan Jarvis, who also ended up being the main songwriter. Originally, they were playing, as you do in Albany at that point in time, playing covers. So you get a bit of Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin and some Midnight Oil. But then they thought, nah, there's more to life than playing covers in Albany, headed to Perth and added vocalist Marty Hellman. So they became a four-piece, and that was in August of 1992.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started gigging and gigging and gigging and gigging.
So were they called Prawns with Horns from the very beginning?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. It sounds like one of those names where you come up with the name before you decide you're going to be in a band.
Yeah. And it's interesting how it all came about. I'll come to that a little bit later.
All right.
So some of the venues they played were the Cave Bar, which you would know. Oh, you're looking at me.
Where's the Cave Bar?
It's now known as the Swan Basement.
It's one of
those venues that keeps changing its name.
I was a kid when it was the Cave Bar, and I remember looking at it curiously, wondering what went on down in there. Prawns with Horns were down there.
And I'm still wondering what goes down there. They played at Shenton Park, the Carron Up, which is the northern suburbs, and not a lot of original bands didn't play the northern suburbs. That was one of the few venues they could play. The Old Melbourne, the Firm, the Harbourside. They had three cassettes out before they'd actually done anything on CD.
Okay.
And numerous Albany tours, given that they were originally an Albany band. That's not surprising. And in December of 1994, come January of 1995, they did a tour to Costa Rica.
Okay. So I've read that this went terribly wrong.
Most overseas tours by little-known bands do tend to go horribly wrong.
Okay. So what happened?
That, I think you might have to talk to the people because it's not been made quite public, but I don't think it was that well organised.
Okay. I read on the internet that they got stuck there.
That may well be true.
Okay.
And, yes. And then they ended up in Spain and did some tours, did some work there, and then managed to get back to Perth. Then there's more lineup changes. It was an old drummer who'd actually got them to Costa Rica because he'd actually come from Costa Rica before he was asked to leave Australia by immigration.
Yeah, right.
And
okay.
He had the connections to get them to Costa Rica. And then in June of 1995, they got Todd Davies in, and he was drummer God knows how many, but it gave them a degree of stability. Then they finally, in April of 1996, got their first CD out.
Yay, 5 years in.
Yes, called Cisco and His Disco. And they did the launch for this at the Swanbourne. And since we are talking about Cisco and His Disco, let's hear a track from it. This is called Repo Man.
Prawns with Horns, more Land with Time Forgot. Land That Time Forgot. Up after this. If you want to get in touch, if you've got some memories of Prawns with Horns, if you were maybe one of the many, many people who've been in that band over the years, get in touch. studio@rtrfm.com.au.
Said he'd be a bomb when his repossession man down his soul tied.
from Cisco and His Disco from 1995, right, Ross?
1996.
That is Prawns with Horns and Repo Man, our featured artist from the land that time forgot this morning. So that's taken us up to the mid-90s.
Yes. And lineup changes, lineup changes, lineup changes.
They were famous for it.
Yes. But in February of 1998, the biggest lineup change. They doubled the size of the band because they actually added horns.
Now, I was under the impression that they would have started out with horns, that they were Prawns with Horns.
Yeah, but I don't think they quite had it together enough, because having regular horns, although they call it horns, but it was actually a brass section.
Okay.
But everyone calls anything with brass horns silly fools.
We're talking about a band called Prawns with Horns.
Yeah, but prawns actually do have horns. But anyway, they were getting hassled, and they thought, we can actually expand the parameters of the music by actually adding the horns in, or the brass in there, mm-hmm. Which they did, and double the size of the band. The trouble is, if you move from a four-piece to an eight-piece, you're getting half the money if you're doing the same gigs. So that's a bit of a problem.
Okay.
And brass players, stroke horn players, generally like to be paid, because often they come from
lots
a jazz.
Lots of people do.
Yeah. Jazz background, they actually expect to be paid. Whereas, you know, regular bands go, yeah, well, there's only four of us. We've made X amount of dollars. That gives us a carton. Not a problem. But anyway, that's how it goes.
Horn player is a more sophisticated breed, perhaps.
So they like to think. Anyway, we're going to quickly move on to their next album, which was Ampersound. Came out in September of 1999, launched it at Mojo's. This shows the difference between the four-piece, which is your regular guitar, bass, drums and vocals, and the more sophisticated, although this song changes a little bit in the middle of it, and this is called Akerson Acres.
We've got Family O'Callaghan, mate.
Sails out on his Hobie Cas, and Forest Weed is really where it's at. The lovely silk guy has the best health food. The baby's name is Shane Bamboo. The baby's name is Shane
sounding very late 90s there. Prawns with Horns and Acres and Acres from their Ampersand album. 1999, Ross?
Yes, it was. We've almost got into this century.
To 1999.
They've added the horns.
They've added the horns.
They've
doubled their lineup.
Yep. And if you thought there was lots of lineup changes before, as soon as you get brass players in there, it goes exponentially.
They're in and out. They drop like flies.
Yes, because they've got better paying gigs coming up. They did their third album, which was called Beetroot Cheroot, which came out in March of 2001.
Launched at Mojo. Rhyme.
Yes. And we'll come back to that. In 2002, they did a European tour, somewhat better organised than the first one, I suspect.
Glad to hear that.
In 2003-2004, Dan Jarvis, their main songwriter, left, which really does cause some problems. Now, they kept going, gigging sporadically, but didn't actually have anything more out. The last gig that I know of was happening in January of 2005. Don't know what happened to Dan Jarvis or Marty Hellman. They seem to have left the scene. Most of the brass players, stroke horn players, stroke whatever, still around and gigging, often in jazz or ska type bands. And I don't know what's happened to a lot of the rhythm section, although there was quite a few people playing with it. Most of them don't seem to be playing in regular bands. And that really brings us up to date, apart from the last track. And
what are we going to hear?
Given where we've sort of started off with the funk rock and then we went into the sort of jazzy type feel, this is sort of somewhere between the two. This is the title track from Prawns with Horns' last release. This is Beetroot Cheroot.
Thank you very much, Ross. We will join you next week again for The Land That Time Forgot, our final taste of Prawns with Horns this morning.
Everybody wants to sing along. Here comes that.
from 2001, the title track from their album Beetroot Cheroot, that is Prawns with Horns, the subject of this week's Land That Time Forgot. Big thanks to Ross Chisholm for dropping by and bringing a swag of tunes and history with him. He'll be back in a week's time. Big thanks to Dan as well for calling in. He recalls fondly the Prawns with Horns. He had always wondered what had happened to them, and he's glad he's heard some of their tunes on the radio this morning. Cheers, Dan. You can call in as well, 9260 9210, if you so desire. It is 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. You're on Breakfast.